had the original Shaila of Asusa, which we spoke about at length the last 2 weeks, where the suffix was, whether a Zach did have a right to grab, do have the right to make it Hekish. That brought us into the suffix of Bukhar, where Rav Hamnuna took on that you're allowed to grab it. Talk for crying, aim the team the other. That's what allows the Hekish to happen. Nigmar says that's not true. From the back door of this sugya, we arrived at the sugya of Tukva Kareem, but see me other, Tukva Kareem, and see me other. Are you allowed to grab or not? Rav Nuna originally thought you're allowed to grab, therefore it had relevance to the sugya of Kususa. He said, Rabbi said, you can't grab. But now we've arrived at the sugya itself. When we pass going to wait to me, you're allowed to grab, you're allowed to grab. Why, yeah, why not? That's the big stuff we're going to talk about now in the coming weeks. Zakti Gemara, we'll come back to the Tosfos in a minute. Amalei Rav Chananya the Rabbah. Rabbah was the one who responded to Rav Hamnuna and said, that you're wrong. Talk about Kareem Matibiyot. You can't grab. You can't bring a raya from the case of Safek Bechor that it's also Begizav Avoida and it has Kedusha. Because you're allowed to grab it. You're not allowed to grab it. Well, the Kedusha is a different story completely. I'm going to bring you a raya to the Shal of Tukva Kareem Matzi and Emesim. The din is, Hasfeikos Nechnasim Ladir. The case is, like Rashi speaks out later on, is that a guy had a Safik Petah Hamor. It means the firstborn of the Chamor. The dinners of the firstborns of the Chamor, you paid it with a set. So a guy had Sveikos, he had Sofik Pidya in Petah Chamor. He had Sveikos Nechnasim Ladir Lis Asa. He saw a diet of talk for coin, aim was seen, I see the other, mine, Nechnasim Ladir, Nim to the point of a minor, Shakoin. Says Rashi, the Sakadaitach Yesh Lakoyin Satsky, boy. Nim says Zem, Yotza Basivi, Paitem and Mina of Mina Shakoyin. Rashi says that the case was Sophic Pija and Petach Amor Biyad Yisrael, Nichnas Ledir im Shark Tlaim Shalaylis, Asavi Nafka Basir Leper. Let me explain the baseline of the Gemara's Raya, the baseline. A guy had a Petach Amor that was a Sophic, whether it's a Bachar or not. So, in order to take off the surim, he went ahead and did a pidyon on a set. But the set, he doesn't have to give to a coin. Normally, you have to give it to the coin. This set, he doesn't have to give to the coin, because it's a sadek pidyon betach hamor. It's a me'alvarayah. So the guy has rolling around in his corral, in his backyard, he has a sadek pidyon betach hamor. It's a sadek. It's a sadek, is it the coin, is it not? This guy has a bunch of other behemoths, and the Gemara says that you're allowed to take the Sveikos Nechasim Ladir L'Sasa, guys, hundreds of behemoths. So he starts to count out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10. What does he do? He whacks it, gives it a splash, paint, Kaddish. Right, next one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10. So this guy has in his behemoths, he has a Sufik Pentecostal, well, there's a lot of keep. And he goes ahead and starts to count, 1, he has to give Isaac behemoth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 10. Right, Ipatu is the what he called. So the Gemara says that it might come out that number 10 will be what? Number 10 will be the Sufik Pidya and Petach Hamor. And it's come out that it's Poyta Memoinai Memoinishachavir. That's what the Gemara says. Interesting Zach. The Gemara wasn't bothered when Rashi tells it Avek that the Pidya and Petach Hamor come out number 5. It's also a problem. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 9, 10. It's not 10. It's number 9. It doesn't say that. Well, we're going to talk about it. Okay? I just put it on the table. I want to start off slowly. Okay, if we go, we'll turn out number 5, it's going to be a problem, because then 10 is not 10, 10 is 9. Then you have a whole balagan. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says the worry is that the suffix is going to turn up at number 10, and number 10 is going to come out that I'm pottering my mom, and my mom is chayav ma'isa behemah. I have 1,000 behemahs. My money is chayav ma'isa behemah. And I'm pottering my money, I'm using the moment the coin is mommy to give. Elamai Tzaraya, what are you being a raya to? Elamai Tzaraya, the talk for coin is between me under the coin can't grab. Atkan. I want to begin now two things at once. I'm going to say introduction to a sugya, I'm going to say a haskalah, and then we'll start the introduction again. What does the Gemara say over here? The din of this Safik Bechor, it's a Safik Bechor, by the way, it happens just, it's a behemoth to me, it's a chamor, it's not a behemoth to you. It's a Safik behemoth, Safik Bechor. A guy has a chamor, the chamor gave birth to something which is a Safik Bechor, we don't know what it is. In order to take over the Surim of Kedusha on it, you go ahead and you make a pinion with the Seh, and you keep the Seh by you. They state the Rashi. Ain't so achlit nele koin. So after you put the mafishal of plel of kui yisura, bulatz mish ain't so achlit nele koin. So I have in my house a sofik pidjoin peta chamor that I'm allowed to keep on tzivara. I have an issue called pidjoin. But I say behemoth. The guy's a lot of behemoths that were born. He has to give up one tenth. The tenth one he has to give. So he has to count out one to three. Was another. This fake is a lot of going to the cheshbon. How could it go into the cheshbon? Aye, you being what? You being yaitz peta moina moina shachaveri. So I want to explain the predicament before I start the big raid. Okay, listen. In this Gemara state, and what I'm going to speak about is today and tomorrow. But I'm going to make a start now, and then it gets very, very complicated. I want to say the baseline shot. What state in this Gemara? This Gemara state that the din of the Safik Pidjoin Petach Hamor, you had a Petach Hamor which was a Safik, was it the firstborn of the Hamor? In order to be Yetzi Yisurim, in order to avoid Yisurim, you went ahead and you misafik, took a tleh, you took a shepsula, and you paid it. So now the chamor is off the hook, and now you have in front of you a tleh, which is a safik, pidyon bet the chamor. Do you give it to the kohen? You don't give it to the kohen? The answer is, Hamitzi Mechavei, keep by me. Okay, that's the case. Now go slowly. So we pass in Hamitzi Mechavei of Araya on this animal. The animal is now located by you, and the animal stays by you. Fine. That's good. That's clear. That's Moiridik. Everything's good. Now, was Noilad another nafkamina of the Sufik? One nafkamina of the Sufik was, stay by me now, right? Now there's another nafkamina of the Sufik. Can I use this behema as what? Can I use this behema as what? As Maisa behema? Could I use it to give my Maisa behema? I'm Chayav Maisa behema, right? Can I use it to give my Maisa behema? Or do I say, no, maybe it's the coins, and then you're using the coins behema to get yourself off the hook for your Chayav Maisa behema? Says the Gemara, that's totally what I talk for Kohen, but see me other, and see me other. So the obvious question is, I'm going to ask it in the following way. I want to understand something. When we pass in a way to make a way of a raya, do we take on that it's yours or we don't take on that it's yours? I'm going to start with a very generic question before I go into the real tiefkeiten. But I want to start off on a lower level for us. The question I'm asking now, I'm going to repeat again soon, either soon or tomorrow. I want to start off like this. When you pass the Wetzel Veil Friar, we leave it by you. We take on that it's yours, we don't take on that it's yours. Yes or no? Yes or no? If the answer is yes, so it's yes. If the answer is no, it's no. What does it have to do whether the coin's a lot of chap or not? What does it do with Tukfu Koyim with Sian Emes of Yodri? Why is this Shiloh? What we have over here is, we have a Shiloh of a Zach, which was on one hand Misafik Mime. On the other hand, we pass Kana Reza Mechavel Varaya. Okay? And then the Gemara says, whether or not you can use this Safik Shepsova to pay off your Mice of Ema, that's totally in Tukfu Koyim with Sian Emes. What does it do with Sian Emes? I want to know, the fact that we pass Kana Reza Mechavel Varaya, is it enough to make a mind that I can use it to pay my Mice of Ema or not? Why should it be told whether the Kohen can chap or not? That's the first question you have to ask yourself when you learn such a piece of Gemara. The first question you have to ask yourself when you learn such a piece of Gemara is that the Gemara says that a Zach, which I'm allowed to hold from Ritzim and Chameo Maraya, whether or not I can pay my Zebahima with, depends on whether the Kohen can chap or not. What's to do with the other one? My Nishmita is Asinai. Kohen could chap, the Kohen can't chap. I'm asking a different question, and this is, by the way, the heart of the question. Does a Bezim Mechavel Raya make a mind, or it doesn't make a mind? You tell me no, because maybe it's yours, maybe it's yours, maybe it's the coins, maybe it's not yours. You could be right, I'm saying. What if those Tukfu Koyim Mitzim Yod? I want to ask a preliminary question. Before I get into the Shiloh, which is a Chesh Mishma Shiloh, are you allowed to hop back and forth? Are you allowed to hop back and forth? That's a very interesting Shiloh. Are you allowed to hop back and forth? That's a baseline Shiloh. What does that have to do with the Shiloh over here? I want to understand. Money that was Oge Paskin, that it stays by me because of a Bezim Mechavel Raya. I'm allowed to be Yetz Ma'aseh or not to be Yetz Ma'aseh. Sorry. Is it mine or is it not mine? What does it have to do with whether the Kohen could grab it now? I want to point out to you that the topic which we're starting now for the next 2 weeks, which is can you chap or not, is an internal shayla inside the world of Hamitzi Mechav Arai. Are you allowed to chap or not allowed to chap? Yes or no? What does it have to do with the Shalom Ligmor over here? The Shalom Ligmor over here has a shayla. Whether or not, I have a preliminary question. Hamitzi Mechav Arai does the job or doesn't do the job? It says that it's mine or it's not mine. Why is that dependent on whether the kohen cher kap? You have a suffix over here, correct? This, the money is suffix. Let's say there won't be a topic we'll talk for a while. I have an interesting shadow. I have a suffix with your petach amor. I want to know, could you use it for ma'aseh v'eimah or not? Yes or no? Could you use it for ma'aseh v'eimah? You can't use it for ma'aseh v'eimah. Is it called yours or is it not called yours? What if it's totally on whether the guy can chop or not? So we're going to begin now a long journey. This topic was a topic which shook up the whole oilam of lomdus and Torah. We'll start like this. And yesterday's here, Rabbanan today. Rabbanan said a very, very extreme radical pshat, which we're not going to go with. Because it's a force of Rashi, not like him. It's a force of the Rizvon, not like him. But I want to present it as an extremism. Rabbanan tied that is totally in whether the Torah is here or not. Rabbanan says a radical zach. And the reason why this Rabbanan is so important is because for the first time, we're going to see somebody who says, what is a possible shayla of why you're allowed to chop, why not? I want to point out to you that the last 2 weeks, when we were talking about something before, we haven't begun to discuss why you're allowed to chop, why not allowed to chop, why yeah, why not, what's that this? We discussed a little bit when and when not, but what does revolve the shayla? Rabbanan says, I'll tell you, Rabbanan says like this. There's a fundamental chakira, says Rabbanan, is a psak of a way to make a raya, a psak sofik, or it's a psak badai. Rav Chanan says, the Rav Chanan that I asked you to see has many parts to it. So also, Rav Chanan says that there's a fundamental shaila: is a mitzvah of raya psak sofik or is a psak vade? What does this psak sofik mean, by the way? Says Rav Chanan, a psak sofik means that we don't want to do with the money. We leave it where it is. Rav Chanan, by the way, says so much. The Gemara says above a comment that Rav Chanan says, how do we know a mitzvah of raya? The basement. How do we know a mitzvah of raya? How do we know it's a mitzvah of raya? Says the Gemara in. The one who has a headache, let him go to the doctor. Go break your head. The one is by me now. Go break your head. That's a suffix or a vade? It's a vade. You know for sure it's his. What it means is we leave the money where it is. Money is not mobile. Where it is, that's where it stays until known otherwise. That means I took on that it's yours. That means I know that it's yours. It's a psak suffix. That's what Rabbanan explains. Rabbanan speaks this out. That's what a psak suffix means. That the mokum where I'm holding onto something and you want to go take it. We say, listen. Go break your head, go fly a kite. Man bekoivle, the one who has a headache, let him go to the doctor. Now that's svara. It wasn't svara. That svara is a father. It's a reason to name one. We're starting from the bottom up. We're starting from the bottom. We're touching now the heart of Noshe Ezekiel. So what is that? It's a svara. The Gemara calls it a svara, by the way. What's a svara? The svara is you know that it's yours, but not. Then what is it? It's a svara in the resolution of svekas. That where it is, leave it. Because right now it's by me. You want to take something away from me? You have a headache, go to the doctor. I'm going to make a way over right. 1 second. That's what Rabbanan calls a psak sofik. What's a psak vaday? Rabbanan has a tzad that is a psak vaday. We don't know too much what the Hilig Rabbanan, what was going through his head when he said vaday, but he gives two words when he says in the shtickle that I printed out for you today what he meant. He says, like cheskas yisurim. Did I don't notice those two words? Rabbanan says that the psad that it's a psak vaday is because the way to bechavel vray is like cheskas yisur. We already mentioned this a few times. What does cheskas yisur mean? Cheskas yisur means we must have a suffix whether something's whether a lady was married or not. Right? Have a suffix whether it was a shavu prut or not. So what do we do? Put the lady back on her last known status, which was that she was a single lady. She was a penuya. That's not a suffix. It's a vaday. We rely on that for misa. We rely on that for dina. We rely on that for malchus. We rely on that for the raisa. The Torah says. We go basa, the last known status, the last known chazaka, and we now on bevadoy is that it's yours. Chazaka is we pass it all over the time. Cheskas iser, hashada whether a piece of meat is kosher or not, and the last known status is that it was kosher. We pass it that it was kosher. Bevadoy, you're allowed to eat it without a suffix. No suffix is sort of form of the ball game's over. So Rabbi Chanan says, my second side is that I always have a chavel varayas of psak vaday, just like cheskas iser. Rabbi Chanan agav, in all his gewaltig honesty, says I have no idea where the Gemara took such a shot from. Rav Chanan ends off and says, I have no idea where the Gemara took such a pshat from. Where is there such a tzad that it's a vade? How could it be a vade? The only information that we have about a way to mechaver vaya anywhere in Shas, the Pashtus is this Gemara, but we come down from above. That's it. The guy who has a headache, he has to go to the doctor, which is a svara. He says to go say that a way to mechaver is a pshat vade, that we nemon that it's yours. I say the word, we nemon that it's yours. Says Rav Chanan, for that you have to have a pasuk. I'm repeating over Rav Chanan. Says Rav Chanan, a remarkable zach. He says that the Gemara was toila. The din of Maisa Behema in whether Tukfa Koin Mitzin Emitzin has nothing to do with Tukfa Koin Emitzin. Nothing to do with Mitzin. Nothing to do with Mitzin. The shaila was a fundamental sofik. Is a mitzvah mechaber via psak sofik or is it psak vaday? Is it a psak sofik or is it a psak vaday? If it's a psak sofik, slowly, so then a mitzvah is very nice. It's a psak sofik. But there's no way in the world that the kohen they saw can go ahead and do ba'is behema. It's a sofik the kohen. It's a sofik the kohen. Somebody said it's a kohen. You want to go ahead and be yaitza mitzvah ba'is behema? You want to be yaitza mitzvah ba'is behema? It's a mitzvah the Torah. It's isur Torah. Call it isur, okay? Because it's a mitzvah. You want to go be yaitza mitzvah ba'is behema? You want to be yaitza with the kohen? It's a sofik the kohen. Who said it's yours? Maybe not. How can you go be yaitza mitzvah poitim ma'inam menashe chaver? It's a sofik. But if it's a psak vaday. That it's yours. So then I could utilize it for what? I can utilize it for mitzvahs. I can utilize it for yisurim. I can utilize it for ma'aseh behema. So you'll ask me, very nice. Say, good. Alom de shemaisa. What does that have to do with Tarkvah Kohen and Matzian? Here, Mochanan dropped a bomb that shook the Ilma Torah. Says, Mochanan, the shiloh of whether Matzian and Aim Matzian is totally whether or not it's a psak vadeh, psak sofik. Mochanan is the first one who gave away a pshat. What is the etzim sofik whether you're allowed to grab or not? Says Rabbi Chanan, the shayla of takfa koyim matzin or ematzin, the shayla whether the koyim could grab or the shayla can't or the koyim can't grab, is totally in the hakira what hametzik veil raya is. If hametzik veil raya is only a sofik, it means by default we left it by you. So then I could say, seder. Now it's by you. Now it's by Yenner. Till now I had it. Now I had it. So then you're allowed to grab it. You're allowed to grab it. I don't know if you're allowed to grab it. If you grab it, we keep it by you. Mashenkin, if I learned that it's a psak vaday, psak vaday means that where it is, we never know for sure that it's yours. So you can't grab it. We have a psak vaday. We know that it's yours. Psak vaday, the book is over. At kedekach. That what Rabbi Chanan is saying, he's teaching us, is that when the Gemara brought in Takfa Koyim Matzi and Ametzi into the issue of Maisa Behema, it's a simen, not a ziva. It's a simen. Takfa Koyim Matzi and Ametzi is a simen in Lumbus. It's a simen. That means, let me say it bluntly, and this is the most important sentence I'm going to say today. Whether Tukfa Koyim Matzian or Ametzian has no bearing b'chol on Maisa Behema. I repeat. Whether or not the Koyim could grab or the Koyim can't grab has no bearing on Maisa Behema. What has bearing on Maisa Behema is a Maisa Mechavaya Psak Sofik, then you can't be Yetzer Maisa Behema. And if it's a Psak Vade, then it's called yours. It's called yours Vade. The Gemara brought in Tukfa Koyim because the Shiloh, whether the Koyim could grab, is a nafkamina of the shayla whether it's a psak vadeh. So the woman said it like this. If the kohen could grab, and what? And who cares? And that's a raya that what? And that's a raya that it's not a psak vadeh. So then you can't use it for ma'aseh behema. So the woman didn't mean to say that because the kohen could grab, therefore you can't do it for ma'aseh behema. The woman the whole shtickle Torah. Yibel, the kohen could grab. That's a raya that a way to mechel vel. Raya is nothing more than what? Than a psak sofik. Nothing more than a psak sofik, so then you can't do ma'aseh behema with that. Point to mine, I'm going to shechaveri. But if the kohen could grab, so that if he can't, but if he can't grab, but if he could grab, so it's a raya that's a sofik. If he could, can't grab, so why can't he grab? Because if it's a psak vadeh, it's a psak vadeh, then I can use it for ma'aseh behema. Azoi shteit, Rabbi Chanan, that the Gemara was toil of ma'aseh behema, whether the kohen could grab or not, it's not totally whether the kohen could grab or not. It's not totally whether the kohen could grab or not. B'chal not. It's not totally whether the kohen could grab. No, nothing to do with the kohen grabbing or not. It has to do with what a mitzvah veil raya is. If a mitzvah veil psak sofik, then you can't do ma'aseh behema. It's poitum ma'aseh behema shakohen. If it's a psak vada, then you could do ma'aseh behema. The shaila, whether it's a psak vada or psak sofik, that's a nafkamina of that is whether you can grab or not. So when the Gemara brought in the grabbing, the Gemara didn't mean that the grabbing plays a role. The Gemara didn't mean to say that the grabbing makes a difference. What the Gemara meant to say was that the grabbing is a raya. If you're able to grab it, it's a raya, it's a psak sofik. And if you're not able to grab it, it's a raya, then it's a psak vada. And that's what the Gemara meant, a maisa in the Gemara. In Rashi, it's enforced not like that. Rashi says, V'isak adaitach yesh l'koyin sat schia boy. So for sure Rashi not like this. Rashi says, V'isak adaitach if the koyin's allowed to grab. What should Rashi said if you're a Bohana? What should Rashi have said if you're a Bohana? If the koyin's allowed to grab, it's a raya. Rashi doesn't say that. What's Rashi say? Yesh l'koyin sat schia boy. The koyin has an ability to get it. Nimsa, since the kohen has the ability to get hold of it, so he has a finger in this animal, therefore it's called Poitim Moinim Reisha Kohen. According to Bukhana, it's not true. According to Bukhana, it's not because the kohen has a tzatzchia in the animal. The fact that he's able to grab and change the psak is a raya that awaits to make a raya of the psak sofik. And if it's a psak sofik, you can't be yaitu with the sofik behemoth of the kohen. That's how Rashi says. Likewise, in the Ritva Chadoshes, steht dieselbe Sache, in the similar Lashon. In the Ritva Chadosh steht the similar Lashon. The Lashon is that you have a drawer of Bikaveh. You have Epis in the animal. Because you could grab, that causes that you have Epis of Bilus in the animal. The Bilus in the animal of the Kohen has this because he can actually grab it. Vivaldi can actually grab it, so he has Epis in the animal. The Mela, that's called, that it's called a Moinish Kohen. I state both in Rashi, both in Tosis, that the role that the Kohen's grabbing plays is a practical role. It's what we call Nomdus or Siva, not a Simen. According to Machanan, the role, not that the Kohen can grab or can't grab, is not Mela Moirin. Just the fact that he can grab or not grab is a Raya. It's a Simen. What is a Moitamech of Raya? If the Kohen could grab, then it's a raya, then it's a suffix, and then you can't go ahead and be paid. If the coin can't grab, so it's a raya, then it's a vadai, so then you can go ahead and be paid by Sasheni. You'll all agree with me, the Peshat of Machanan, as nice as it is among this, is a Dechrik in the Gemara. That's not the Posh Peshat of the Gemara. The Gemara is Mashra, that if you talk for, the Gemara is Mashra, the Shaila doesn't revolve around a Lomdash Shaila, what Hamaytze Mechavel of a raya is. The Gemara is Mashra, like Rashi says, that the Shaila revolves around, does the coin have the ability to get it or not? If the coin has the ability to get it or not, then it's called his misofic, obviously. He doesn't have the ability to get it, and it's not called his misofic. And what the Gemara meant to be toilo in Tukfa Koin Matzin and Ematzin was in a practicality, not in a lump de Shashayla, is the fact, Akman Azeshtein Rabachon on a shocking raid, that the tliya of the Shayla, whether or not you could be Yates and Maisesheni, is not totally on whether the Koin could grab or not, I couldn't care less. It's totally what the Pesachim Maitzim Mechavel Raya, just whether the Koin could grab or not, is a Raya to what the gather of a Maitzim Mechavel Raya is. In Rashi, like I said, it's before, it's not like that. Rashi says, Yesh Lekoyin Tzad Tzchiyah Boy, Nim Tzazem Yotze Bashi. It's not a word of Tzad Tzchiyah, by the way. It's Poshet of Pshat, that the Pshat of Pshak Sofik, and it could change. Tzad Tzchiyah means that if I can grab, that causes that I have rights in the animal, and that's what causes that it's called Poitim Moinim Moinim Shekoyin. The practicality, Shaboy, not the lumpness of what the Pshak of Hawaitim Mechavei of Raya is, which means that the Poshet of Pshat of the Gemara is not like a Bachanan. The Pashim Shah in the Gemara is that Avada Mitzvah Mechavei Avraya is what? Avada Mitzvah Avraya is a what? What's a Pashim Shah, by the way? Avada Mitzvah is a Psaq Sofik, it's not a Psaq Vada. It's a Psaq Sofik, we don't know what to do, so we leave it by you. Nor of us. It's a practical Shiloh, could the Kohen grab it or not? Which you have to know what that Shiloh is, by the way. That's what the whole Sugi is about. That's what we're going to see the next 2 weeks. Why are you allowed to grab? Why are you not allowed to grab? Why are you allowed to change the Psaq? What the Gemara meant to say was, not a Hakira like a Bachanan. Not a Hakira like a Bachanan. What is the Psaq of a way to make a veil of a raya? Rather, the Gemara meant to say, practicality. Could the Kohen get his hands on it or not? If the Kohen can get a grip on it, then it's called Paita Moina Moina Shakoin. And if the Kohen can't get a grip on it, then it's not called Paita Moina Shakoin. As I stated in the Rashi and the Ritva, not like a Bachanan. We're just setting things up over here.
It's because it's the opposite.
Because he has a tzatzchiyah, therefore comes out.
No.
The word nimtza doesn't mean what he's saying. Nimtza means that because there's a tzatzchiyah, therefore it's called the Moed HaShakoyim. Because he has a tzatzchiyah. Rashi says just the opposite of what he's saying. Rashi says that because he has a tzatzchiyah, therefore that causes that it's called the Moed HaShakoyim. According to the Ramachon, we're making faces. You know what you're talking about, yeah? According to the Ramachon, it's just the opposite. It's not because of a tzatzchiyah. It's not because of the tzatzchiyah. I'm not my deek, not for the word nimtza. It's not because of the tzatzchiyah. It's not because I have rights in it. I don't do it because I have rights in it. Yeah, I have rights in it. I don't have rights in it. That's not the four bachal. It's the ability of changing the psak, where the psak is psak sofa. It's not because of the tzatzchiyah. Tzatzchiyah means that, by the way, is the posh of Shah and the Gemara. Because I can grab it, I have rights in the object. I can get my tzatzchiyah means I can epis get hold of it somehow. That's what tzatzchiyah means. And according to Bachon, it has nothing to do with the fact that I can epis get hold of it somehow. Tzatzchiyah means I have an epis of tzat to get hold of it somehow. I can somehow get hold of it. According to Bachon, it has nothing to do with the fact that you could get hold of it, you can't get hold of it. That's not my level of moirid. What's my level of moirid is what happened when you pass it back then I'm going to make a veil right. So, up till now, I'm going to repeat my introduction out there, so again, now we're going to start the sugya. Up till now, I have a Gemara that said, go very slowly here, very complicated. Up till now, we spoke about a sugya, you hear? Have you heard sugya? Every Friday night. Up till now, we spoke about a sugya, but the Gemara says, a suffix, b'chor, we'll call it a suffix b'chor, can you use it to pat your ma'isa b'ema? The Gemara says, it's totally with a coin, k'chapanat. What's a tali whether the kohen? So the first question you have to ask yourself is a very generic issue. Which is, what's a tali whether the kohen kachap or not? Who cares? So we'll have sort of radical pshat. Radical pshat, that whether the kohen kachap or not is a simin to what Hamotzi Mechol Raya is. And it's not totally whether the kohen kachap or not. It's totally what Hamotzi Mechol Raya is. The shayla whether or not the kohen kachap or not is totally an alumnus of shayla what Hamotzi Mechol Raya is. And on that it's totally whether the point of minor is a kohen. I got Rabbi Chana because of this. It says dramatic raid. There's many other nafkaminas to this. It's not just a nafkamina the Gabi Lavi Maitha Behema. Rabbi Chana speaks of two other nafkaminas. What are we thinking of nafkaminas? Shocking nafkaminas. Let's say you want to use an esrog. You have money of Avetz Mechavel Raya. You want to use it for esrog. Esrog is a din lochem. Says Rabbi Chana, it depends. Shak Sofik, Shak Vade. Another nafkamina, you're Makadosh a lady. Makadosh a lady is Isurim. Is a lady married or not? Is she an Erva? Sofik? Not a vade. Well, that's enough kamina. Somebody else would be makadosh or is enough kamina. Rabbi Chana takes this chakir and goes with it all the way. It affects esrog and it affects kedushin and it affects ma'aseh behema. Chakir was always going to be raya. And the role that the Tokfa Koyim Metzin or Emetzin plays is a very minor zaitigur role. Atkan, the Gemara according to Rabbi Chana. So I want to point out. I want to start an introduction. I want to put down on the table the ikkar problem in this sugya, which Rabbi Chana doesn't address. And we'll start it again. So we brought a raya from Rashi, the Ritva Chadoshes you'll see tonight. Rashi's first, not like that. That's not what the agenda of the sugya is. What is the agenda of the sugya? I don't know yet. We'll have to see. But clearly not what a Ritva Chadosh raya is. And then we have to redo it. He asked the question again. So who cares if the Kohen Kachap, the Kohen Kachap, who cares? And I'll explain the question like this. I have an interesting question. I'm not going to answer this because we're going to spend the next few days answering the question that I'm putting down on the table now. And then we'll get to the final destination, which is, who cares if the Kohen Kachap or not? Who cares if he has a tzatzkia or not? Let's keep going. I'll explain my question. Let's say I pass the Kohen Kachap over. I have an interesting question. A Suffolk. We'll talk about the Suffolk Bukhar over here. Okay, an interesting question. Yisrael, we pass the Suffolk Bukhar, Kohen Kachap over. A Suffolk Tle. Tell me, what's it then? Is the Yisrael allowed to eat it? That's an interesting question. Where's the Raya Paschal? The Sophie Bukhar stays by you. Whether it's a Behemoth Tahir, it's a Behemoth Tahir, it's a Behemoth Tameh, Hamar, the Tla stays by you. Is he allowed to make steak? Make a barbecue? What does that mean? What? Where's the Raya allowed to eat it? What? Pash is here, right? One second, Paul. What do you want with it? It's yours. What's going on? You don't put it in a showcase and say, this man is a Mechavel, Raya, or a Shank, right? Savakasha, why are you allowed to eat it, by the way? Suffolk. Suffolk Zelo. Suffolk Lysigzo. Eating somebody else's sheep. Fellow Chavero. This is the famous kasha. This is probably the most famous kasha in Lashon Mizikin. How do you have a paska? Shimon spoke about this. Chemishon spoke about this. Yasida spoke about this. I want to start a baseline zach. The answer is for some reason, that we paska a mezikim raya. We treat it like it's yours. I'll say, just for argument's sake, which we're going to see tomorrow inside at length, I'll print it out for you. Shimon's famous yisoid, that averis of Elisigzol, totally in what? Averis of Elisigzol is totally in. If I want to go decide what you're stealing, right? What's called Xayla, I first have to go to Chayshim Mishpot and Paskin whether it's yours or not. Since a Vaisim Mechavet means that you're not allowed to steal something which belongs to somebody else. But if I'm Vaisim Mechavet over a Paskin in Chayshim Mishpot, that this thing belongs to me, so there's no Lesigzol. Lesigzol is subject to the rules of Chayshim Mishpot. That's what I agree. That's a Pashup Chat. That's what Rav Shimon says. We'll see other throughs tomorrow. Rav Shimon said a famous, I'm starting off with some. Rav Shimon said a famous Yisoid, that he said that Dvarim, of why you're allowed to eat something with a Mitzvah of Raya, you're not playing with Lysigzol, which is a lot, which is an issue. He says, something is Yisroel Lefomra. Very natural, something is Yisroel Lefomra, you're having a Vera. The Teretz is, because the din of Lysigzol is subject to Chayshim Mishpat. What's called stealing? What the Chayshim Mishpat says is called stealing. If Chayshim Mishpat passes, it's not called stealing. It's not called stealing. So I'm allowed to eat it. That we agree. So let's start from there. Hamezik Rabbi says you're allowed to eat it. What about Lysigzol? We'll go with the baseline shot, we'll call it Rav Shimon's shot, which we're going to see inside. Which is that Lysigzol is, albeit it's through Lysigzol and Isser, albeit it's through Lysigzol and Avera, But it's totally in the rules of Chayshim Mishpat. If a Chayshim Mishpat I pass, then it's Yosef, then there's also Yosef. So now I have a very interesting question. I want to talk about Maisa Behema. Maisa Behema is not less exalted. My question is very simple. I'm going to leave it like this. Why is it that when it came to me eating that, nobody cared if the Kohen could chop or not? I have a question, by the way. This din that Maisa Behema allows me to have steak is totally whether the Kohen could chop or not. Maisa Behema, right? So I'm not eating the steak, right? Whether the Kohen could chop or not doesn't make a difference. As long as it's my meat, I can do whatever I want with it, right? That we agree. Why is it when it came to Maisa Behema all of a sudden broke out a whole shadow that could the Kohen chop it or not? If I see that I'm allowed to eat steak because it's called mine, that means you're paskining that moment is paskin, that is mine. Okay? And there got to be other dinim, moshal losing. So we say to us, I'm allowed to eat, I'm allowed to make a barbecue. When it came to Maisa Behema, all of a sudden it stopped. So what are you going to tell me? You'll tell me that what? What do you mean? Maisa Behema is not losing. Maisa Behema is not totally a chayshim mishpat. The six will stall in the Toshim Mishma. Maisa Behema is Maisa Behema. Who says it's yours? Mecha Daisy. Suffolk is a little form. Point the mind of Maisha Behema. Is that all it means? What I'm presenting to you, Rabbi Say, is that the real heart of the Sugi is Hamaitse Mechavel Raya Paskins is Surah Dika things or it doesn't Paskin Isra Dika things? It does or it doesn't. It Paskins Isra Dika things or it doesn't Paskin Isra Dika things? It Paskins, can you use Hamaitse Mechavel Raya to Paskin things Benegaya to Yisurim? Like 6 old. Esrig, Maisa Behema. See, tell me on one hand that a Paschal is a signal, that's why I'm allowed to eat it, right? When I came to Maisa Behema, all of a sudden, you tell me, no. What is it right? Doesn't Paschal it. I need to be told with what, whether the guy can grab or not. What do I care if the guy can grab or not? I have a very simple monoshak. I'm going to leave it with this kasha. I can use Mominus Dika Psakim to be Machriel Lagabi Yisurim. My Rabbi said, what this Sugi is about is what happens when Isser meets with Mammon. What this sugi is about is what happens when Isurim, for example, Maisa Behema, meet up with Mammon. What this sugi is about is what happens when Isurim meet up with Mammon. The Mammon is Machria, I go with the Mammon, or I say no, Mammon's very nice, but there's a Suffolk Isser over here, Maisa Behema is not subject to the rules of Mammon is, so I pay the money, when is your coin? This is really what I'm asking on Rabbi Chanan's shot. What did Rabbi Chanan say? Rabbi Chanan said, there was a shayla, is it a suffix or it's a vada? If it's a suffix, you can't do it. If it's a vada, you could do it. Fagich, I understand you. You have it said that it's a suffix? And that's why the coin could grab? And that's why this did a point to manage a coin? So why are you allowed to eat it? It's a suffix. So what do you tell me? That what? That moment is his machriya yisur. So is there anything about Maisa Behema? Make up your mind. His moment is Psakim in Mominus, when I go to the Sheirish of the financial Shiloh, and I pass Kavetzik of Araya, does that have ripple effects copy all the Nafkaminas? Nafkaminas? Esrig, Karashaladi, Maisa Behema, or not? Yes or no? Does it affect the Isser or doesn't? On one hand, we're seeing that it does, because you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to burn it, you're allowed to destroy it. On the other hand, when it came to Maisa Behema, all of a sudden, no, it's all good. What happened? What's the Chiluk? So there are two issues that we're going to grapple with in this sugya. I want to repeat what they are. One issue is, and they intertwine with each other, we're going to have to unravel this. There are two issues, I'm putting that on the table, what we need to work on in the coming days, and I'm going to give you the Marmokrimis to see it tomorrow. Watch again. There are two issues again. One issue over here is, what happens when I have Suffolk moment? I'm saying something very, very, very clear. There are two agendas in this sugya which have to be combined and dealt with simultaneously. Watch. Issue number one is, what happens when I have money that I pasket hamoitzi mechaveroi olov haraya on, and I keep it by you, and you're allowed to eat it, and you're allowed to burn it, and you're allowed to destroy it. What happens like the other nafkaminas? Not of mominus, not of gzeilo, not of nizikin. Maisa Behema. I want to know, can I be yetzis machi maisa behema with me? Does it work or doesn't it work? I'm asking Mamanashach. Hachroy is at the Shoirish in the Mominus stage. Hello, you know, before you get to the Shalom Maisa Behema, I have a Shalom who it belongs to, correct? Shilas, which I was Machriya Mominus wise, using a tool called the Metzavah Raya, they work for Yisurim or they don't work for Yisurim? Yes or no? And that question takes us to the question number two is, if yes, so let it work. If not, then not. What does it have to do with whether the Kohen can grab or not? That brings me to question two. Question two is, what's it tell you whether the Kohen can grab or not? Said Rabbi Chanan on question two. Rabbi Chanan ignored question one. Question one of the sugi is not Rabbi Chanan's question. I started off with Rabbi Chanan today because I printed it out for you. It's a good place to start. Question one of the sugi is, and this is what the heart of this sugi is about, I'm repeating. When a machriya, a suffix in momin, of who something belongs to, using the tool of Avetzim Echaveh of Raya, what's the din legabi other ramifications which are not moministic shilas? They're isurim shilas. We're going to call it in the coming days. Momin met isur. Momin met up with isur. What's going to be the resolution? Do I see that the moministic achros have nafkaminis isurim or not? Here, in this gemara, I have the shilas. Legabi the shilas of whether it's yours or not, I said, Avetzim Echaveh of Raya, you're allowed to eat it. When it came to my Zimahim, I said, oh, it's a suffix. That's question one. That's the headline of the sugya. What happens when Momin meets up with Isser? Why is it that Lagavi, the Momin is a Pascha to Raya, allowed to eat it? And Lagavi, when it comes to the Ba'is Mehu, all of a sudden I get myself into the whole Pascha Raya. That's question one. Question two is, in this dilemma of does Momin Pascha for Isser or not, the Gemara says something very interesting. What does the Gemara say? Then I'm starting to flow how I'm saying. Question number one is, do Psakim on Mominis have reflections on Isser? Yes or no? Question number two is, the Gemara says a very strange hachra. Whether or not the Mominus paskins the Gabi Nisa depends whether the Kohen can grab it or not. That's the way to present this sugya. The way to present this sugya is that A, the Gemara says that you have a suffix which on the Mominus I pass with Raya, and yet I have myself in trouble the Gabi Isur. And that deals with the issue of does a psakon hachra, does a psakon Momin have ramifications to Gabi Isur or not? And strangers number two is that the Gemara says that suffix, that the chrov, that dilemma depends whether the Kohen can grab or not. And the question that hangs almost like a sword is, what's the difference if the Kohen can grab or not? Make up your mind. Does a psak of Mominus have ramifications to Yisurim, or it doesn't? Does it have ramifications to Gabi Yisurim like it does to Gabi Gezel, or it doesn't have ramifications? Make up your mind. Why in the world should it make a difference whether or not the Kohen can grab it or not? Who cares? Came along Rabbi Chana. I want to say the proper order now. Yeah? Came along Rabbi Chanan, and Rabbi Chanan said, what did he say? He said the issue, whether you can grab it or not, is whether it's a psak vada or psak sofiku. Does anyone start to understand now what I'm saying? What he means to say is, if it's a psak vada, then the psak in the moment is applies to Yisurim. If it's a psak sofik, then the psak in the moment is doesn't apply to Yisurim. Does anyone have now where Rabbi Chanan came in? The place where Rabbi Chanan came in was in question two. Question one is, I don't understand, when you pass a moment, it has reflections on Yisurim or not? The Gemara says, that's the question. The Gemara says that it's totally whether the Kohen can grab it out. What should make a difference? Came along Rabbi Chanan, and said, I'll tell you what the difference is. If it's a psak vadai, then a psak a moment, it works for Yisurim. If it's a psak sofik, so then a psak on a moment doesn't work for Yisurim, it's only a psak sofik. You'll ask me, if it's only a psak sofik and it doesn't work for Yisurim, what about Lysigzal? We have to break our heads and cry tomorrow. But that's Rabbi Chanan's package. Rabbi Chanan's package is, topic number one is, does a psak on a moment work for Yisurim? The Gemara says that resolution of that fundamental philosophical shayla, whether a psak on money works for Yisurim, is totally whether the Kohen can grab or not. Question number two, why should it be totally in that? I can understand the philosophical. I can understand that if you have a hachron, but it doesn't work for Maisa Behema. What do I say? No, it's a suffix that I could hear. What does it do with the Kohen can grab? And so Mokhana killed all the birds at once, so it comes to no. The shadow whether the Kohen can grab is the shadow. What was the psak? Then it can have ramifications on what? Then it can have ramifications on Yisurim. If it's a psak suffix, and that's why the Kohen is allowed to grab, then it can't have ramifications on Yisurim. So then we'll be left only with one headache, which is what? What's the headache we'll be left with? Have you left this? So then why, if it's a psak sofik, you're allowed to eat it? There's an issue there also. That's a headache. But if I want to ride from Rashi, not like a Bochanan. That whether the Kohen can grab or not, is not a Hakira, whether it's a psak sofik, psak vadai. I'm going to say it now in the following blunt way. It's about the psak sofik. So then I repeat the Iker dilemma of the sugi. The Iker dilemma of the sugi is, when you pass it over to a Raya Mominus, does it have ramifications on Yisurim or not? Why should it be told whether the Kohen can grab? Make up your mind. Does the Psak of Choshme have anything or doesn't have anything? Why should it make a difference whether the Kohen can grab or not? That's a Pella. One second. That's the Hamadas Advarm of this Sugya. So if we're not going to go with Rabbi Chanan, so then we have to shtel the Iker Shaila is not just, I mean, I'm trying to raise the bar here. The shayla of the Gemara is not just who cares whether the Kohen can grab it out. That's not the shayla. That's not what the sugi is about. The shayla is when those psokim and momin have ramifications to Yisurim, which are derivatives of that. And why should that be told you whether the Kohen can grab it out? That's the correct way to shtol the sugi. Rabbi Chana said a radical teretz, which in Rashi's before is not like this. We have to re-ask the question again in light of the way I said it. Now, just to end off this psicha, I just want to say a dover nifla. The Chasam Sofer over here asks a famous question. The Chasam Sofer over here asks a famous question, which is a test of how the Heilige Chasam Sofer learned the Gemara, and then I'm going to say a word to Kazach. The Tesis over here, that I asked you to see already a number of days, because we never got to it, asks a kasha. What's the Tesis kasha? How could the Kohen grab? How could there be a tzatak for Kohen ain mitzi miyot? How could he grab? Halei the Yisrael is allowed to decide which Kohen he wants to give to. What's that called in Judaism? Tesis, I know. The Yisrael is allowed to decide. I want to decide who I want to give it to. It's my prerogative to decide which guy I want to give to, which guy I don't want to give to. What's tutzach over here? What's going on over here? As I fact the chamsoif. Says it two terutzim. What are two terutzim answers? One terutz is makiri kahuna. I'm talking about a case where it was what? Where the kohen could only grab. Why? It was a makire kuna, which I'm not going into at this second, which means that since you constantly give it to this coin, so you can't decide which coin you want to give it to, it goes to that coin. Since you constantly give it to that coin, the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos says why? I want to skip that for a second. But the point is, therefore, you can't decide which coin, it goes to that guy. So when the coin grabs it, he's the guy. Makire kuna. What's the second teretz, by the way? That, at Moritika Teretz, you can never decide which coin it goes to. Old time is an army means that if a guy grabbed it for you, you can charge him for taking away your prerogative. You can charge him, but you can't stop him from being kind. I mean, it's very important to remember the rest of your life. Tais has a suffix, whether that Yisrael has tevis or not, which coin to give it to, doesn't mean he can be ma'akav a coin from taking it, or chas v'sholom, you can't be ma'akav a coin from taking it, so he can charge for taking away my right. Tais in his first Teretz answered that you cannot take something against Yisrael's rule, and it has to be talking about makir ekovon. In fact, the Chasam Sofer, what does the Ilm say to such a kasha? The Chasam Sofer, the Gemara brought a raya that the Kohen what? The Kohen's, what do you want to bring a raya? The Kohen can't grab, because if the Kohen could grab, if the Kohen's allowed to grab, so we do the Mishnah of what? Hasikas the Chasam Adir. The Kohen's allowed to grab, point the money, where's your Kohen? My Tzavaya, the Kohen what? Can't grab. In fact, the Chasam Sofer, maybe the Kohen could grab. Maybe talk for Kohen, aim at Zim Yadoi. I the Mishnah over there says in my Sheni that what? That it's Yilada Gobi Yitzhak. We're talking about there was no Makiri Kuna. Who says it's no Makiri Kuna over there? It's a Mishnah. Like Tracy said, the only time the Kohen's allowed to grab is when it's Makiri Kuna. About the only time the Kohen's allowed to grab is when it's Makiri Kuna. So therefore what? There's no Kasha for my Sheni. Humongous Kasha of the Chasam Sofer. In fact, the Chasam Sofer, I don't understand. How could the Gemara bring a raya from Isa Sheni? The Kohen cannot grab. Maybe the Kohen could grab. Maybe the Kohen could grab. I over there, Isa Sheni, you're being Yitzu with the Kohen's animal. It's not Makiri Kuna. It's not Makiri Kuna. You can't grab. Halatesis says that even on the side that the Kohen could grab, so even Makiri Kuna, but normally I decide who it goes to. So what's the kasha from Isa Sheni? What's the kasha from Isa Behema? Lava Kohen could grab. What about Paita Wine and Wine Shakoin? We're talking about a case we can't grab. By the way, 99% of the cases he can't grab, because there's no Makiri Kuna. You're not my Makiri, you're not the guy I give to usually. So in a case like that, you can't grab. Is that right, Akasha? If he tells us who says that the only time you're allowed to grab is when it's Makiri Kuna, the Mishnah is over, it's not Makiri. What type of Akasha is that? It's first of all, it's a Raya, the Hedek is also, but they don't like a Rohana, right? First of all, it's a Raya, they don't like a Rohana. Because according to Bochanan, the tli is not whether a coin could grab or not practically. What did Gemara mean when the Gemara said the coin could grab or not? What did Gemara mean? The Gemara meant to say what? What is a mitzvah of haraya? So if a coin could grab ever, let's see about Makir Kuna. It's a raya that a mitzvah of haraya is what? If a coin could ever grab, it's a raya that what? That a mitzvah of haraya is a what? A sofik, correct? So the Gemara's raya is a moritik haraya. If a coin could grab, so then it's a sofik. If it's a sofik, then you can't be yaitza. I, this coin, rather can't grab, who cares? That's only practicalities whether the coin could grab or not. So it's a lump of shashayla. If a coin could grab somewhere, sometime, by the Kirikuna, so that's a raya that I'm waiting to make a raya, it's a psak suffix. And the raya of the Gemara is a mori tikka raya, it's a nifl tikka raya, it's a yant of tikka raya. The answer is, I'm sure the Pasha Mishad al-Kabucha, the way we learned, that it's totally practicalities. Could the coin grab or not grab? Practical. Could the coin get his tzatzchia? Could the coin get his finger on it? Could he get his hands on it? Factor, what do you call it? What's the raya? Maybe the coin normally could grab. That's why Makir Kuna. The Mishnah, my Smev is talking about where it was a Makir, so he can't grab. So there's no problem. Point to mine, minus your coin. Because there, the coin can't get hold of it, because the guy can say no. I say factor, Sam Sefer. So I have two wrote some honest kasha. So first we have a raya from Sam Sefer, learn like Abu Khan. That's a big idea. But I have two wrote some honest interesting kasha. Remember, that's on the spot. Sam Sefer asks that if you're telling me that point of mine and minus your coin is totally because the coin could actually grab, because he has a tzatzchia, so who says the Mishnah show of this? So about where it's not Makiri Kuna, we can't grab because the guy can say, I'm taking it back. Have you ever told us this?
It's still Mom and Kayan, we don't know which kind it is. It's still Mom to A Kayan.
But the Gemara says not like you, the Gemara says whether the coin could grab or not. What you both said is a tragic mistake, which means you didn't learn the Gemara properly. Nothing personal, even though I'm not going to know. You don't think Gemara very well, like I said on Thursday night. But the fourth, you stick a look. What? I said that was too tough with everybody, so we'd be nice. Except for Rabbi Price. You want me to continue chapering you, right? Well, they don't like what they're watching. It's a great cheer. Yeah. It looks like someone let them win today. I'll tell them tonight they should stay there. What? They didn't go to Rabbi Price. He's in Ashoyal, I think, is talking. Anyway. Where's the holding mic? The kasha is that it has nothing to do with what it's Mom and Koyan. The Gemara says not only what it's talking about, it's also talking about what it can happen at. As if it can happen, maybe Leila Mokai could happen over here, he didn't happen. So there's two to roll some on it. No, because you can't answer that to Suffolk Koyan. It's always a Suffolk Koyan. What's it whether the guy can happen at? The Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says that whether or not you can use the Mice of Him is not only whether it's a Suffolk Koyan, it's whether it can happen at. And on the side that you can't happen, the Gemara says it's not called a Suffolk Koyan. You have to know why, correct? The Gemara says the shadow whether it's called poitim is only with a talk for koyim mitzvah and a mitzvah, correct? It's against the whole Gemara. That's why that's the chamsa of kasha. The Gemara says the shadow whether it's called poitim moed and moedish a koyim depends whether the koyim can chap or not. What's the raya the koyim can really chap? And here he can't chap because my kiri kuna. So I have two wrote some on the kasha. One's Baal Batish and one's Sukkah Lomdash Swerdik. The Baal Batish Teretz is that even if it's not my kiri kuna, there's still a way of chapping. How? If they all join forces to chap. Let's say one guy turns up, he's a shliach for all the kohanim in the world. They have a kohanim convention, they appoint one guy to chap. And he says, I'm chapping for everybody, we'll work it out. So then, the Baal can't take it away, because all the kohanim say it, so pick one kohen you want to give it to. But the kohanim, the kohanim can chap it. Just, you know, the guy says, I want that. Okay, so tell us who it is. But we all chapped. Everybody chapped, and then the guy will say which one he wants to give it to. So first of all, even in a case of Makiri Kuna, the etzim you could always chap. You could always chap. There's a way of chapping, by the way. So Tyson was talking about a normal case over here where they didn't have all the Quran and do chap lap, okay? But the etzem, it's on Maisa Behemba, you could have a case where you can always chap. You might make a simple way of detouring around the problem. Everybody chap, or they appointed one guy to chap for them, and then the guy can get his hands on it. The guy will come along and say, what do you mean, Tyson? I'm saying, so tell us who you want to give it to. Pick one guy out of the item, and you can chap. That's one zach. One second. What if there's a what? I said, but you could say it, but no. But because there could be a Zach convention, that's called the Kohanim have a finger in it. The Lomdash Zach. Because they have a Tzatzchi in it. The Kohen could get his hand on it. Yeah? So there's a point of mind. Okay, why don't need a convention to foil? You don't need to go to conventions, yeah? There's nothing going on there. No, it's not. We have to worry. I'm supposed to be making a confusion. We're talking about the Mishael now. It was put the money in the coin. But it's called Sophic now, where the coin has a Satsuki. The coin has a Satsuki. That's one Teretz. When I was your age, I said a different Teretz. Okay, which I hold as Amos. I want to tie now. What was the conservative cash? Come on, put a raya. That was the Kohanim can't grab it because the Kohanim allowed to grab it. That was. So it's put the money in the coin. So what's the conservative thing of Teretz? Not really a Kohanim could grab. And the bishop's talking about my Kiri Kuna. And then it's cool, they can't grab. Why can't they grab? Because that's Tovah Zan, I want to say a very deep alumnus. That you can't grab because of Makiri Kuhuna, So practically, you can't grab. That's true. So practically, you can't grab. But I have a different shayla, an interesting shayla. That that you can't grab, that's machmas the dine hasofik. That's machmas the dine hasofik. Yes or no? Or that's an exterior din. We says that you're not allowed to grab it because I have a right to give it to whoever I want. It's not the etzim sofik itself. The guy has a finger in it. It's not the etzim sofik itself. The guy has the ability to grab it. It could be that that's enough for poitim moinim moinim shakoyim. It could be that for poitim moinim moinim shakoyim I need that the money is in the state of sofik. Hurrah, I can get hold of it. I can grab it. I have a tzatzkiya. For some of you, I don't have a practical tzatzkiya because the guy can pick up. But that the guy can pick out which coin, it's not halacha mitzad the sphere. It's not mitzad it's a way to make a real raya. His way to make a real raya is under attack. His way to make a real raya allows me to grab it. No boss. He has a thing because he's a coin. He's a Yisrael and he has the right to pick out which coin. So he can decide which coin is going to grab it. I'm not sure that shteres poitim or moinim moinim shakoyin. That's cool to have a tzatz chia. Practically speaking, I won't be able to get hold of it. It's a very interesting horror what I'm saying. Do I need practically to get hold of it? Or I need that the sofik allows me to get it, and therefore mitzad the sofik, I have a tzatz chia. I have a practical ability to get it. Grad, I won't be able to get it, because the guy has a zaytik in there, which has no shakas b'chal to the dinam ha'zik of haraya. It doesn't stem from the dinam ha'zik of haraya. It's a din that a guy's in Yisrael doesn't have to give it to every coin he wants. Ishlaim was a hetiv. But either way, when I brought down the Chum Shoyf was a different purpose. I brought down the Chum Shoyf as Kasha to prove he doesn't like Rebbe Chanan. According to Mohan, the Kasha doesn't stop Bechal. What do I care? Makiri Kuna, not Makiri Kuna. The Rai was a Lomdish Rai, and the fact that you couldn't ever have it's a Rai. What am I meant to make about Rai is? Terrace is the Chum Shoyf learned the way we're learning. The Pashim Shah and the Gemara, that's a practicality. So then I'm presenting the big riddle over here. Psukkim and Mominus work for Yisurim? They don't work for Yisurim. And why should that shiloh, whether they work for Isurim, be told whether the Kohen could grab it or not? And that's the heart of what the sugi is about. We'll continue, Mr. Shem, tomorrow.